I was in Oxford recently, visiting a number of people in the university colleges and halls who do the same job I do at the Church of Ireland Theological College. The halls and colleges I visited included Christ Church Oxford, which is both a college and the Cathedral of the Diocese of Oxford, Wycliffe Hall, which is in the evangelical tradition, and Ripon College, Cuddeston, whose roots are more High Church or Anglo-Catholic. Oxford still has its medieval streets, houses and shops, its early Norman castles and churches, and some of the finest seats of learning in this part of Europe. The first Oxford colleges, Merton, University and Balliol, date back almost 800 years to the middle of the 13th century. But Oxford also has a contested history of the Reformation, with Protestant martyrs such as Thomas Cranmer, Nicholas Ridley and Hugh Latimer burnt at the stake in the 1550s, followed by prominent Catholic and Anglican martyrs such as Archbishop William Laud and the Jesuit Edmund Campion. There are horror stories that we all need to own and to regret at the same time. How could we Christians ever do this to one another? And yet, Oxford is a city of great beauty. Christ Church Oxford with Tom Quad and Tom Tower is one of the great examples of the architecture of Christopher Wren. The poet Matthew Arnold was the first to call Oxford the city of dreaming spires. For him it was the home of lost causes and forsaken beliefs, and unpopular names and impossible loyalties. But it was also home to some of the great writers of our literary heritage. Think of Lewis Carroll, who came from an Irish family and who was a don of Christ Church when he wrote Alice in Wonderland. Or John Henry Newman, who preached his assize sermons at St. Mary's in the very same pulpit that John Wesley had preached in. Or the poet Gerard Manley Hopkins, who was nurtured in Balliol with views over the Towery City before moving to Newman's new university in Dublin. Other literary figures associated with both Oxford and Ireland include Oscar Wilde, C.S. Lewis, John Betjeman, Seamus Heaney, Cecil Day Lewis, Louis MacNeice, Iris Murdoch and Paul Muldoon. It was Oscar Wilde who once described Oxford as the capital of romance and who remarked, "Oxford still remains the most beautiful thing in England, and nowhere else are life and art so exquisitely blended, so perfectly made into one." The City of Dreaming Spires continues to bring together those who seek and defend Christian truth and those who search for beauty in poetry, the arts, sculpture and architecture. It is a wonderland, but it is not, despite Matthew Arnold's declamation, the city of lost causes. Our search for truth, beauty and meaning can never be a lost cause, and those who lost their lives in this search should remind us of the need to tolerate one another and to appreciate the beauty that we each come upon in this search.